Welcome to the Man in the Pew Show, brought to you by maninthepew.com. This is the show for men and by men who want to follow Jesus every day, at work, at home, at church, and at play. Now here's this week's episode.
Hey everyone, this is Phil Mershon. I'm your host today, and today's going to be a little bit different episode. I've got a word of encouragement and a big announcement. But before I go there, feel free to reach out to me, phil@maninthepew.com. This episode is number 46, so maninthepew.com/046. Feel free to share it with your friends, and I would love it if you'd head over to iTunes and give a rating and review for this show. All right, so there's not going to be a guest today. It's just me, and I'm going to keep this super short. Here's what's going on. The word of encouragement first. So James chapter 5 talks about the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. As I was reading that, I asked myself, are my prayers powerful and effective? And oftentimes I would say I go through the motions. I pray because I know I should. I've been praying for a long time. I even worked as a pastor, and I could pray very, very good sounding, eloquent prayers. But were they effective? Did I see God actually answering my prayers, or did I feel like I was just kind of blowing my words into the wind? Well, if you're like me, there's probably a couple things going on in your life. One is you don't have a lot of time. You're busy with work, with your family, with your community commitments, you're working out, you're constantly distracted by TV and social media, and there's so much going on in your life that to actually slow down and pray is not easy. And then secondly, when you do look at your prayers and the things that you pray about, you offer to pray for people, but you wonder, has God answered that prayer? Is anything different as a result of the fact that I'm praying? Well, as I've been thinking about that, I realize this is a common thing for most men. And what I would like to do is I'm going to create some resources. My friend Dennis Yu has offered to help me, and we're going to create a course in what I'm calling the 7-Day Prayer Challenge. It's not a gimmick. This is just a way to get you started and try to look at some biblical principles of prayer. We're going to look at things like the Lord's Prayer, how Joshua, when he walked around the city of Jericho for 7 days, things that we can learn from there. We'll look at this passage in James chapter 5. We're going to look at the 7 different types of prayer that are most common in Scripture. That includes praise, confession, renewal, intercession, affirmation, thanksgiving, and benediction. And we're going to teach how you do these things, and I'm going to invite you into a challenge. But that's all going to come in the new year. So what that means, this is the sort of bad news. It's good news, bad news. I'm going to stop producing podcasts for the next 7 weeks so that I can work with Dennis and his team on creating this course so that it can be ready by the first of the year. So the good news is I'm going to do a best of for the next 7 weeks. Starting next week, I'm going to let you hear some of the episodes that were my favorites and have been favorites along the way that probably you haven't gone back and listened to. So you're going to get some great stuff over the next 7 weeks, but I would ask you, first of all, would you pray for me and with me as we create these resources? I believe that they can be really helpful for all of us as men in the pew who want to be effective in our work. Our work matters to God, and we want to live it out. And God's called us to pray without ceasing. So as we work, it can be a prayer to God. We want to be effective as fathers, as husbands, as sons, as brothers. So it's also going to be how do we pray about and live out our prayers in the context of our most important relationships, but also in our communities. So what does it mean to be active in our city council or in our neighborhood and our homeowners association? When we go to the gym, when we're out in restaurants, how do we pray in the midst of all these kinds of circumstances? So this is going to be very practical stuff that intersects all the things that we're involved with in our lives. And so I'm very excited that I get a chance to do this. So the word of encouragement, though, that comes back to James chapter 5, and let me read the entire passage for you. This is the NIV version, I believe. And the prayer offered in faith, this is James 5, 15 through 17, the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they've sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person or a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. So I'm not going to dig deeply into this, but if you go and read this, you're going to notice several things. One is God answers our prayers. Sick people are healed. Secondly, you notice that when we confess our sins, we will be forgiven. And so we're called to not only confess our sins to God, but to each other so that we may be healed. And then we see that if we are righteous, if we're living righteously before God, which here's the good news, your righteousness does not depend on how well you live today. It depends on the perfect life and death of Jesus Christ, who is right now praying for you and me at the Father's right hand. But he does work his holiness into us. It's called sanctification. We become more like him as we press in closer to him. And I think prayer is one of those places where our sin gets exposed. We have desires that are renewed and lit up, catalyzed, so that we do become more righteous, more holy in a practical sense. We're already perfectly righteous in God's eyes, but we do become more righteous as we live by the power of God working in us. And as we do that, our prayers become more and more powerful and effective. So we're going to see prayers that are answered, even miraculous prayers. And then the example of Elijah. Elijah is no different than us. He had his weaknesses. He ran away from God's call. He was afraid. He didn't want to do some of the things that God told him to do, but he did pray earnestly, and he was considered righteous by God. God's Holy Spirit rested on Elijah, and God answered his prayer. And then it did not rain. And then after 3.5 years, he prayed again, and it did rain. We can see God answer our prayers in very similar kinds of ways. So I want to issue a challenge to you for this coming week. I want you to think about taking 7 minutes and do a couple of different things. First thing is I want you to do a 7-second challenge. This is going to be really tough, but I want you to find someone that you know pretty well. But it may or may not be your wife. It might just be a friend. It might be even more interesting to do this with a friend. And I want you to take out your watch and set it for 7 seconds. Yeah, you got me right, 7 seconds. And I want you to turn the timer on, but before you do it, I want you to look in your friend's eyes and then hit the timer, and you're not allowed to look away. You have to keep looking each other in the eye for 7 seconds. And I want you to watch how tough that is to do. It's said now that our attention span is shorter than a goldfish. Goldfishes can last for 8 seconds, I believe it is, and we can only last for 7 seconds. So I want you to watch how tough that is. And then the second thing I want you to do is I want you to set your timer for 7 minutes and find a quiet place where you know you're not going to be interrupted for 7 minutes. Might be in your house, might be outside, might be somewhere out in the community, but somewhere where you know nobody's going to talk to you. You can turn off all the distractions, your social media, the phone, the TV, whatever. I want you to turn all that stuff off, and I want you to hit your timer for 7 minutes. The one thing you need with you is a journal, a piece of paper, a book, whatever, something you can write in, because what I want you to do for 7 minutes is I want you to turn that timer on. And I want you just to be present to yourself for those 7 minutes. And I want you to write down every time a thought occurs, something you need to do, a person's name, a memory. I want you to write down just a very short phrase that reminds you what that is. But then I want you to get off of that thought and come back to the moment where you're sitting here with God. I want you to be present to God, but you're not praying. You're just sitting with God. And this is going to be a little bit weird, but I want you to watch what happens for 7 minutes. Your mind is going to have a very difficult time focusing. And I want you to document how many different memories, thoughts, people, actions, whatever come to mind during this 7 minutes. And I want you to do that today or tomorrow. And then the next thing, the third thing. So first is do the 7-second challenge with a friend sometime today and just talk about how awkward that is and how hard it was to actually look into their eye without looking away for 7 seconds. Second thing I want you to do is the 7-minute silence challenge. So sit for 7 minutes and write down all the things that come to mind during that time. But work really hard not to go down those rabbit trails, but come back. You're being present with God. You want to be aware of God's spirit inside of you, the things that he is saying to you. And so some of the things you may write down are things that he's saying to you. Then the third thing is, I would love for you to go through these 7 different types of prayer. And so again, with your timer set for 7 minutes, I want you to spend time praying in each of these ways, 1 per day. So praise. I'm going to give you here in the footnote or in the show notes for this show a sample scripture that you can use to put you in a place of praise, and then a suggested song that you might listen to if you like. But for 7 minutes, read a scripture and just return praise to God, praising him for who he is, praising him for what he's done, not so specifically in your own life, that's Thanksgiving, but more generally, you know, for creation, for things that you see him doing across the globe, whatever it might be. Second, the next day, so this might be like, if today is the 7-second challenge, tomorrow is the 7 minutes of silence, the next day after that, so day 3, whenever you're listening to this, spend 7 minutes in praise. Day 4, spend 7 minutes in confession. So that passage in James told us that if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. It also tells us to confess our sins to someone else. But for this time, I want you to focus on confessing your sin to God. So again, there's going to be a scripture, there's going to be a song, and I would encourage you for 7 minutes, 7 minutes only, but for 7 minutes, spend time in confession. Third is renewal. So again, same model. I'm going to give you a scripture, some things to think about as you renew your mind. And then day 6, I believe. So silence, or the 7-second stare is day 1, silence is day 2, praise is 3, confessions 4, renewals 5. Day 6 is intercession. Now, this is funny. Most of us, when we think of prayer, we go straight to intercession. So day 6, this is the first day you get to intercede for others. And then on day 7, the last day, I want you to spend time in Thanksgiving. We're going to save the affirmations for another day. So on Thanksgiving, this, you know, we're in November right now, so it's a great month to be doing this, but spend 7 minutes. Try to come up with at least 7 things, specific things that you are thankful for. And I would encourage you as a practical action to then take out a thank you card and write a note of thanks to somebody who's done something for you recently. Might be a family member, might be a coworker, might be a friend from church or your community. Drop them a note. Write them a letter. Don't do an email or a text. Actually write something physical and send it to them in the mail. It's going to make their day to get it in the mail. And then also it's going to be really good and therapeutic for you. All right, so that's your like practical thing to do this week. I hope you're excited with me, and I would love your feedback as you think about prayer, as you think about what it means to be a man in the pew who's seeking to follow Jesus in all parts of your life, particularly at work, but also in our community, our neighborhoods, our families. Reach out to me and tell me what are your biggest struggles, and also let me know if you think this course and this challenge sounds like something that would be really helpful to you. All right, so that's all I've got for you today. I'm going to close with a word of prayer and look forward to your feedback. Father, so grateful for what you're doing, not only in my own life, but in the lives of each person that's listening to this show. And I've heard from so many the ways that you've encouraged them and challenged them and helped them through the thoughts of other guests. I'm excited for this course that you've put on my heart to create, and thank you for Dennis, you, and the others who are going to help me to create this. And I pray, Father, that it will help many, dozens, hundreds, maybe many more, maybe thousands, I don't know. Only you know what you want to do. But I pray, Father, that you will awaken in us a desire to be like you, to be with you, to be men of prayer, and Lord, that you would make us powerful and effective in our prayers, that our families would be different, that our companies would be different, our communities would be different, and the world would be changed, not because of us, but for you. So not to us, but to you, Father, be the glory. We pray it because of Jesus' sacrifice and life, and we pray it through the Holy Spirit to your glory. Amen.